Hey, hello, friends. Happy Monday. I hope this this recording finds you happy, healthy, and blessed. Man, I've been looking forward to this show since my last show Friday. It was a little rough, obviously, for those of you that may know. Man, I was pretty, I was already pretty beat down trying to, trying to process Hurricane Laura and everything else that may come with it. But hey, before we get started, man, thank you guys again so much for tuning in. So this episode here, man, I'm really excited for it. We're calling it Dead Weight. But before we get there, guys, as always, we got to do it because it is indeed necessary. So sometimes for those of you who are on the road and you're not able to catch my episodes, you can go right here to anchor.fm/Philip D. Blackman and you can download my podcast. Now from Anchor, you can find links to Breaker, Google Podcast, Radio Public, and Spotify. Sometimes, just sometimes, social media, Facebook gives us a little bit of grief, so we have to go YouTube Live, which is what we're doing right here. This is my channel. Feel free to go over here, check it out, subscribe, and that way, for those people who are not receiving, Facebook, who don't get on Facebook, right here, it is. This right here will allow them to go and watch all videos. Now, most importantly, guys, here it is. Tammy's Extra House Kiddos, we're on a mission. For those of you who don't know, for first-time viewers, Tammy's Extra House Kiddos, this is an orphanage in Kapenguria, Kenya. What we're trying to do, guys, is we're trying to help these orphans. Man, we're trying to raise money for them. Now, again, some people like GoFundMe, some don't, but we do have an option to do PayPal for the that can go directly to the pastor, Peter Kindergore himself. But every day, Tammy, she's back, she's through with the concerns of Laura. And so now she's back to posting pictures and telling stories of each one of these kids. We do need your help. And with every post that she does, right there it is at the very bottom. Now, if you cannot, if you cannot for some reason donate anything at all, at the very least, I'm going to show you, just reach over and hit this share button and share this page. That easy, man. It's two clicks and it's already shared, and we need to get some traction. We need to get some good eyes and some people on top of this to help us raise this money, because quite frankly, we just cannot do it ourselves. And if it wasn't for you fine folks who have donated, man, these kids wouldn't have half of the things they do. But here we go. Let's get to it. So removing dead weight, man. Again, for those of you that are tuning in, I'm Philip Blackman. This is The Inconvenient Truth, and we're hitting it. I have found over the past couple weeks that, art often imitates life. And quite frankly, that's what this right here is. This is a form of art, if you want to call it so. But a couple of shows back, you guys may remember me talking about energy thieves. And, in that show, I talked about how energy thieves, I was really talking about toxic people in your life. And of those toxic people, they can fall into any realm that's part of your life today. And I've spoken about toxic coworkers, and I've talked about toxic friends. But the things that we really don't talk about too much is toxic family. Oftentimes we find ourselves stuck dealing with the toxic family members just for the simple fact that they have the same DNA as we, or that they have the same bloodline that runs through our veins. We're stuck holding on to these people really for no reason at all. But we do. So, hey, Bill and Becky Ballard, that's my mother, and it's kind of funny that she's here talking as I'm on this show talking about dead weight. Not a dig at you, but you'll see where I'm going here shortly. There's a lot of times that I've learned throughout my 41 years that some of the most toxic people in your life, they're the people you call family. Would you believe that the majority of people that I consider family in my life have absolutely zero DNA? They match zero DNA or any blood relation to me. Now, I don't believe that I own the patent on that thought and that practice, because probably there's a lot of you folks out there who have people that you call family who have absolutely no relation. Military folks, coworkers, you know, on the job, whatever the case may be. You know, there's people out there who are indeed the definition of a family that do share DNA who you have absolutely nothing to do with. So what happens when you find yourself dealing with those people in your life? You know, who, you know, how do you believe that just because they share the same DNA, that that gives them a free pass to behave in your life however they want to behave? They believe that because they're family, right? They're family. They get that they're free of consequence. They're free from retaliation, maybe even free from some of the negative reactions that bring out your good spirit. Now, you know, on my last show, I talked about, you know, are you a reactor or a responder? But even when you take a calculated response and you're responding with intellect instead of emotion, these people in your life, man, they suddenly become professional victims. And I don't believe that they deserve you cutting. They don't believe that they deserve that you cutting what you're calling them dead weight out of their life. But just because it happens to be them, we're family. All right. So how come you guys, I got to hit this, man, because this is, how come you guys like to help blacks elsewhere, but want to decimate African-Americans in the name of whiteness? Show compassion first in the USA. Africa never learned. Well, how about you show some compassion for your own kind? Don't judge what the hell I'm doing. All right. They're kids, regardless of where they are. And I'll tell you what, you know, if you don't like what I'm doing, please feel free to take two steps back and fornicate yourself, because I don't need you in my life. I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, who I love and who I take care of is my business. If you don't like it, hey, man, unsubscribe and bounce out. It's that easy. You know, I can help blacks anywhere I want, you know, because the thing is, I'm not looking at it as a black and white issue. I'm looking at it as a child issue. I show compassion for everyone. So to sit there and try to come out with that hot garbage that you're laying out on my page right now, seriously, get out. One for you. But I digress. You know, that right there is an example of dead weight and toxic people that I'm talking about, folks. You know, and I got to tell you, you know, there's few members of my family, my blood family, that I have absolutely nothing to do with. And certainly I'm supposed to hold the value of family sacred, quite frankly, while we all should, you know, hold our family near and dear to our hearts. But at some point in our lives, we got to take control of what we're going to allow in and what we're going to remove, because it's the right thing to do, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. See, I truly believe that people that bring negativity in your life, like our little commenter here, you know, what you're allowing to be poured into your life has a funny way of being poured out onto others that are around you, you know, whether you want it to or not. Negativity in itself is a virus. You know, when you start separating people into their own groups, just by we've talked about it before and we'll keep talking about it again, by race, affiliation, political affiliation, whatever the case is. When you start separating yourself, what you're doing is you're bringing that negativity in your life. You are actually becoming the toxic person, that dead weight that probably should be removed from a lot of people's life. You know, I've said this throughout my podcast, many of them, you know, do any of you out there have family members who just drain the joy from your life? Do you find yourself struggling with the notion of being a bad person because removing these toxic people from your life? You know, certainly we all should strive to rise above negativity and hate that friends, family, coworkers, supervisors, commenters, anyone in your life brings negativity, you know, and I'm here to tell you, folks, for your own sanity, for your own peace, hell, for your own karma, you know, it's you've got to set yourself free. You're going to have to make a decision at some point to set yourself free from anyone and everyone who becomes dead weight. Now, what I'm calling dead weight are those things that serve absolutely no purpose, you know, much like an anchor. Its sole purpose is to either stop or hinder any progress and growth that you have in your life. Haters, people who want to cast shade because you're doing something for you and for other people. And just because what you're doing, that good karma, that good stuff that you're doing doesn't align with someone else, man, it doesn't make you a bad person. You pick and choose what you're going to allow in your life. And what I've learned here recently, you know, there's no better feeling. No better feeling of setting yourself free and eliminating all of that dead weight from your life at all. You know, and I've witnessed throughout my military career, my speaking career, my career as a family man, you know, my journey as a very weak Christian, you know, wonderful people who I've witnessed people, great people who've thrown away their lives. They've lost all of their potential because they allowed dead weight to consume their life. And what I'm calling dead weight, I'm referring to toxic and negative relationships that don't bring any value or any real significance into your life. All the negativity and the time-consuming habits that play no role in your life to help you get to where you want to go. You know, I had an old friend of mine once tell me to give up the things that don't pay you. And he's absolutely right. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, the emotional, the spiritual, the physical, the intellectual environments that encourage you to stay right where you are and never taking a foot outside of your comfort zone. Because folks, it's very uncomfortable to face negativity in its eyes until another day. You know, what I'm talking about, friends, is that the very line of intolerance, I've talked about this line of intolerance before, have a line of intolerance where you are going to put your foot down and say, not another day. You know, not one more day will I be willing, am I willing to feel like this? Not one more day am I willing to tolerate this? Not one more day am I willing to have this toxic person in my life? You know, sometimes breaking up is the hardest thing you're ever going to do, especially when it's that person, when you and that person have a history. You know, dead weight, it comes in all shapes, sizes, and forms. You know, dead weight's virtually anything that holds you down in life. And it prevents you from moving forward and making progress in areas that you're trying to improve. You know, one thing that I've learned is it's impossible to live an extraordinary life and achieve any goal and any dream that you have with any sort of dead weight in your life. And you're the only one who can control what you carry in your rucksack throughout your life. It's a military analogy. When you go out on a mission, it's that rucksack, that stuff that you carry to accomplish your mission. You know, when I was an instructor, I used to teach my troops, you know, that went to Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, one of the common things that I would continue to preach over and over is ounces equal pounds. No matter how large or small the dead weight is in your life, you need to decide what you're carrying, if what you're carrying is mission essential. Is what you're carrying in your rucksack, in your life, going to help you or is it going to hurt you? Does it have any benefit, really? You know, if the answer is no, then there comes a point where you need to start emptying your rucksack and start only filling it with positive things in life. They're good and they're going to help you move in the direction that you want to move and successfully accomplish whatever mission that you're on. And it's not an easy task. I'm here to tell you, you know, it's not an easy notion because we're emotional creatures. And as emotional creatures, we tend to hoard things in our life, especially when we're talking about hoarding people. We hoard things in our life. And being a hoarder does nothing but clutter your mind and clutter your life and make it almost difficult, too difficult to navigate. So Ryan points out a good point here. He says that life is full of people that want to see you fail. It's crazy, but it's true. And it's man, you're absolutely right. There are people who want to see you fail because by watching you fail, somehow they believe that that elevates them. You know, now Bobby says that sometimes you just can't get rid of negativity because of the person that it is. Well, that's where I'm talking about, Bobby. It is possible. And, you know, since she's here in this show, I'll go ahead and hit it because, you know, I believe I'm an open book. I try to be honest and forthright wherever I go, but I'm going to tell you something. There was a time in my life where me and my mother were not on the same page. And we just talked about it today, you know, where we, you know, we cut each, you know, I cut her out of my life. Why? Because I felt like that's what I needed to do at the time. And it was necessary. I don't regret it. But she brought up a great point is when you do it, make sure that the decision you make, you're not going to regret. Now, fortunately for us, and what I explained to my mother was, you know, when it comes to making that hard and difficult decision, because it was something that I felt I needed to do for my own personal growth. And I truly feel like by taking, for what you want to call Bobby, a timeout, because I mean, this was my mother, you know, that I cut ties with because, you know, it needed to happen because I feel like by looking back on it, you know, she got the chance to grow. I got the chance to grow. And at that point in our lives, we were almost toxic for each other. And it's okay. You know, but it doesn't make her a bad person and it doesn't make me a bad person. You know, and right here, she says that, you know, it's hard, but sometimes you just have to flush. Sometimes you got to flush the toilet. You know, it'll be hard. But you don't, if you don't, you'll end up right there with them in the toilet. Yeah. And look, so here's the thing. So Bobby says that my kids are sometimes very negative, so it'd make it hard to remove them. You're absolutely right. So when children's a different aspect. You know, when you're talking about negative children, are your children grown? You know, or are they little? Because if they're little, then you still have the opportunity. You still have the ability to mentor them, guide them, and tell them, you know, show them the way. You know, you're their dad. You're their North Star. You got to be their constant. You got to be the one to call them on it. I've got it opened up. Go ahead, Tammy.
Hi, everybody. So a couple things. I know how sometimes, you know, and I really do appreciate that you always advertise for my Esther House kiddos.
Uh-oh.
And I have been asked the question many times, you know, or I've been told, you know, well, we've got a lot of orphans here. Well, my question to those people are, well, what are you doing for them?
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing for your own Americans? Why are you, you know? Yeah. So yeah, what you're saying is, you know, instead of
they want to holler Black Lives Matter. Well, then all Black lives should matter. And those are Black lives and they are young lives. And they, you know, they deserve a chance just like everybody else to have things, to grow up, to get their education and to go out and be productive, you know, individuals in their communities.
Absolutely.
So I don't really think it matters whether it's in the U.S. or if it's in Kenya. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I truly understand what it is to have toxic family members because I have several of them. And what I will say about that is, yes, I understand that sometimes for a lot of people, it is hard to cut off a brother or a sister because you grew up together and you feel like you've got this history and, you know, how can you get rid of that? But here's my question.
Okay.
Here's my question to that. Is it worth having, just because you share DNA, is it worth having somebody who is willing and wanting to drive you crazy and to make you feel like you're the failure in the family? Is it worth it? Is it worth, you know, listening to all of that negativity? Because, you know, Wednesday I'll have my 25th shock treatment and I'm not ashamed of that. You know, I'm not embarrassed about that. That's what I have to do to keep my head straight.
Okay.
But, you know, I never would have had to go there had my brothers and sisters had my back when we lost our father.
Well, what you're talking about there, you know, just to not necessarily mean to cut you off, but what you're talking about there is, you know, that is for those kinds of people, right, in your life who, you know, regardless of how they react, regardless of what they do, you know, obviously you didn't have a support system, but at the same time, you know, it's, no one can make you feel inferior without your permission.
Exactly. And I allowed them to tie that anchor around my neck. I did. But, you know, once I got my strength back and I realized that I'm stronger than I thought, man, I cut that freaking chain and I let that anchor go. And I have been moving forward ever since. Really, that's the message I want to get out to people. When you have negative people, it doesn't matter if it's friends or family. Just because you're family, just because you share DNA, does not mean you have to take their crap. You know what I mean? Because we all have to get through this thing called life. And we all are trying to get through it the best way that we can. And when you've got people throwing their weight around your neck and holding you down, well, you're really not going anywhere. You're spinning your wheels.
That's it.
And that's not living. That's existing.
Right.
And so really, that's all I wanted to say for anybody who might can relate to that. You know, as painful as it may be, I love my brothers and my sisters, but I do not have to have them in my life to keep moving forward.
Right.
And that's true with anybody, whether it's family, friend, whatever. And I just wanted to say that for people who might be struggling with that issue, because a lot of us do, you know. But anyway, I'm going to open up the line for somebody else. I just wanted to say that.
All right.
Keep going.
All right. Well, thank you, man. We'll work on it. All right. So it's a great point. And so, Bobby, in your case where your kids are already grown, one of the things that's important is, okay, yeah, so it's hard to cut them out of your life because they're not grown. But here's the thing. If they're bringing negativity in your life, sometimes you got to make that. Sometimes, man, you got to cut it off because it's necessary for your own sanity. But as a parent, it's also important for you to call them on their bull crap. Be like, hey, look, man, you're being negative all the time. And look, if you can't keep that negativity off of my front lawn, then it's not welcome here. You know, you got to draw your line of intolerance and decide what you are going to allow into your life. That's just the way that goes. And it really, you are the one who holds it. You know, which kind of brings me back, you know, what are the things that we do a lot? You know, before we go out on a mission or start some type of operation as soldiers, right? And I just kind of give it to you. We take inventory. And as we're taking inventory, you know, we would just start to decide what's worth carrying, you know, or can we do with this? Can we do without it? What I recommend to you is practice that I've done myself, you know, and I've coached my wife. I've even coached others who felt like that they were stuck in a rut. You know, take inventory and identify the dead weight that's in your life. So before we get there, I'll go ahead and throw it out. Guys, for those of you that have tuned in, thank you so much for doing so. We're talking about dead weight because it is one of the things that I think that holds a lot of us back. And I'm not saying, you know, deep six your relationships over politics or anything like that, but I'm talking about like chronic negativity. And, you know, obviously this is something that happens for a lot of us. So right there it is, man. If you agree, disagree, have a comment, feel free to jump in 409-679-1820. So we're talking about now we're moving on to how do you take inventory? How do you identify dead weight in your life? On a sheet of paper, what I recommend you do, right, is I tell people, put a Y on one side of the paper, draw a line, and then put an N on the other side. Y for yes, N for no. Now, and this is all you got to do. Instead of trying to think about people, right, go through your contacts list in your phone. That's going to be the biggest one. Go through the contacts list you have in your phone. And as you examine each name in your contacts list, ask yourself one question. Does this person help me get where I want to go? Or are they holding me back? Now, look, as you're asking these questions, don't give it any more than the 3-second rule. Don't think about it no longer than 3 seconds. Because if you do, if you spend too much time on each name, you're going to start to reminisce and you're going to start to think back about those people and the history you have together, the good times. And you're going to convince yourself that those people belong in the Y category. when the answer is they don't. They contribute nothing to your life but negativity. They don't help you get anywhere but depressed. You know, if this person adds value to your life, write their name under why. If they're negative, they always seem to have something discouraging to say. If you feel like that they're an energy thief, someone who you recognize as a professional victim, man, they go into the end category. They have to. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll be surprised because it'll take you no less than between 15 and 30 minutes to start to before the battlefields start to develop. Because once it's written on paper, it becomes real. It's no longer in your mind. It's not something that you can talk yourself out of. Because what tends to happen from here is that you'll see that your N category, your no category, is obviously getting much longer than what you have in your Y category. You may start to see that you have an enormous amount of dead weight through your personal relationships alone that drastically hold you back from moving forward and achieving any kind of success in your life. Now, look, kind of getting back to what Bobby's saying, you know, it's hard to remove your kids. Again, brother, it was hard to remove my mother at the time, but it was necessary for my own sanity, and it was necessary, I believe, for her sanity. You know, it was one of those things. It was a necessary thing, because what's happened over the years as time has passed, and it don't necessarily take years. You know, if you start cutting dead weight, make damn certain that's what you're going to do, but don't completely burn that bridge. Just in case it might be something special, someone special enough that you might want to consider reconciling with later. There's nothing wrong with taking a knee. There's nothing wrong with taking a break. Nothing at all. And it's okay to do so. But if people that are close to you bring negativity, if they fall into that end category, you got to cut that dead weight. All right. So in the same exercise, you know, that I just told you about your friends and your family, your coworkers. You know, that same exercise can be brought in when you're examining your daily habits. You know, I remember when I told you, give up the things that don't pay you. Well, see, the payments that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't necessarily financial payments, but those are important. Obviously you need that financial payment. But without realizing it, our personal relationships and our nasty habits can become just another source of dead weight that's making it impossible for you to advance yourself to reach whatever goal you have. You know, self-reflection and analysis of your habits and your relationships, you know, putting them into categories, it's going to help you determine if you're either sabotaging yourself or if you have others doing it for you. You know, I've said for years, I can do bad by myself. I don't need people to help me. But sometimes it's so hard. You can't see the forest through the trees because you can't see unless you write it down, take note and take inventory, not just of your stock, but of your personal habits, you know, what you're doing for yourself. You know, taking the time to analyze your habits and your relationships to determine if they're adding value to your life, I'm telling you, folks, it will be a game changer. You know, what we do on a daily basis from the moment we open our eyes to the moment we close them. Overall, it determines what we've done today. So with the military analogy that ounces equal pounds, it's fair to say that seconds equal minutes, minutes equal hours, hours equal days, days equal weeks, weeks equal months, months equal years. And before you know it, man, you're going to find yourself looking back, man, wondering, where did the time go? Where did my success go? Where did my happiness go? Because now I'm conditioned for negativity. I'm conditioned to be jaded. You know, what is it that's holding me back? You know, most people don't take the time to analyze their lives, let alone make changes that are necessary to remove the dead weight that's interfered with their progress and kept them from reaching their full potential. Here, just today, on August the 31st, man, I set myself free from a 390-pound gorilla that was garbage in my life. It's my brother. Remember I told you guys, I've said it multiple times, right? Some people are so negative they could walk into a dark room and start to develop. That is that guy. You know, and 2 years ago, you know, I removed another 260-pound gorilla from my life that brought nothing but devastation into my life, into my marriage, my karma, my happiness. All they brought was devastation. These people are hurricanes. Why do you think, I'm surprised that, it just kind of hit me, that's why hurricanes have people names instead of animals. Why? Because people can sometimes be the most devastating thing that we allow into our life because they destroy everything and don't care what they leave in their wake. I suppose that you could compare it to what you see on social media a lot, right? Where people, they talk about, I'm purging my friends list. If you've made the cut, good. Consider yourself grateful or consider yourself lucky that you made the cut. But, consequently, those same people, they're not willing to purge their own personal list. They're not willing to purge themselves. The list of things that are dead weight, setting yourself free from all this garbage in your life, the bad habits, the toxic relationships is one of the best feelings in the world. Just setting yourself free. It's exhilarating. And not only are you doing your personal happiness and your peace of mind a huge favor, but you might begin to increase your level of success. Here's an example. Have you ever known someone who's gone through, who's been a diabetic or maybe even a combat veteran who needed a limb amputated? There was a reason that limb needed to be amputated. Maybe not just once. Maybe, like for legs, you see it slowly start to work its way up. They go higher and higher and higher. And the reasons why doctors typically make the decision to start removing parts from a body is to sustain the life of the overall organism, the human being. Sometimes you got to cut stuff off that is not able to serve any purpose, that is dragging that organism down. We're talking about you. Perhaps that's why it's so hard for people to remove dead weight from their life, because it feels like an amputation. You ask yourself, man, how am I going to function without this in my life? How am I going to function? How's my life going to look without this common thing that I've had in my life my whole life? Most amputees that I've spoken with, they've told me that the new condition, it took a lot of adjustment. It was a new adjustment, and it took time to learn how to operate without something so familiar as a body part. But it wasn't the end of their life. Now, this isn't always the case, this is not an absolute, but for amputees that I have spoken to, they've learned to navigate their life and they hold no regrets because they understood that getting rid of that useless piece of skin and bone, or whatever you want to call it, it was necessary for their life to be sustained. Granted, our body parts, much like the relationships and the good habits that we start to build, they start off perfect and doing everything they need them to do. But sometimes an external force has an outside, some external force outside of our control changes the way we live our life. And just because you're removing that dead weight, it's going to feel funny at first. And it's going to take some time to adjust. Eventually, we're going to find ourselves much better without it. So Doug asked, what do you say if you do inventory and realize that you're the toxic person? Man, what amazing question. Because sometimes we are toxic people and we don't even realize it. It's like people that are dead or people that are stupid, right? They don't realize they're dead or they're stupid. But once you have that epiphany, what you start to do is you start to create a plan of action, that line of intolerance. Not one more day, Doug, will I allow me to be this way. Not one more day will I allow myself to be toxic for someone else. So what you're talking about is you're talking about the dead weight that you have is your own personal habits. Only you are in control of that. My God, I know for some of you guys that are able to watch this show, I ain't even going to try to pronounce that. This comment right here, man, this says, help the black in the USA first. Band of Triple K in uniform, Trumpers in arms. We don't need your racist lifestyle in our continent. You have damaged the world with your whitewashing mentality. Go home, Europeans. Leave us alone. Keep your handouts to your redneck family. Black Lives Matter. Hey, man, I'm a fan of BLM. I agree. BLM all the way. Black men's life matters. That's the way it goes. Look, man, I didn't believe in abortion until I read this just now. See, this is that dead weight, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm talking about. Haters are trying to come in and they're trying to screw up a good time, and that's okay. This is the type of people that have no idea that they are dead weight themselves. And really, all I can say is, you know, bless his little heart. You know, again, please take two steps back and fornicate yourself as well, sir. And God be with you. my God, you know, once you're able to pinpoint, guys, once you're able to pinpoint all the problems in your life, you know, you're going to find yourself leading a more fulfilling life. End of story. You know, people like this right here, people like this, you know, that with comments like this, you know, we're trying to do something great. And as a matter of fact, it's so great that I want, because obviously it's upsetting people. So, hey, guy, if Black Lives Matter, these Black Lives Matter, you know, because, you know, you call yourself an African-American, and that's okay. Feel free to do so. But these are Africans and who want to be Americans. Shouldn't they matter, too? So, hey, for those of you who are interested, guys, go in there and share this, man. Obviously, we're pissing people off because they don't like the idea that we're doing something better for people outside. And that's perfectly fine. But the thing is, choose what you're going to allow to affect you. You know, with my show, are you a reactor or are you a responder? Respond with intellect, because, you know, it's real easy, you know, to once you pinpoint those problems, getting back to Doug, right? Once you pinpoint your problems, you're going to find yourself leading a more fulfilling life. You and I've spoken before about on the phone about problems, and that's okay. But it doesn't make you a bad person that you have bad habits. It doesn't make you a bad person because you have stumbled. Not at all. What that means is, you know, recognition. You know, they say, you know, in recognition and acceptance is the first step to healing. But you have 100% of all of the options yourself to take care of yourself. You don't have to be a toxic person if you don't want. Because the reflection in the examination of different aspects in your life is going to help you figure out what's frustrating you the most. And that's where that personal inventory comes in. Is it external forces frustrating you the most, or is it you frustrating you the most? Either way, whatever the answer is, you have all of the power to take control and to change it. Concentrate on those most immediate areas where you want to change and where you want to see something positive happen in your life, and start taking action. And sometimes, folks, it takes massive action to get where you want to go. But your happiness is 100% up to you. As I said to my wife earlier, you know, Zig Ziglar, he's the one where I got the quote from, you know, no one in this world can make you feel inferior without your permission. And bringing negativity in your life is certainly helping you feel inferior. You know, you have that power. No one else. Don't give it to them. Own your life and take it back. So this is the problem. Always have to be someone negative. You're absolutely right. And hey, here's the thing, Bobby. You know, my number is scrolling at the bottom. Any of these jackwagons can feel free to call in and call me Triple K. Call me a racist. Call me a Trumper. Call me whatever you want, because I'm going to tell you something. I've had worse said to me by better men than that turd. All right. That's just the way it is. I mean, it is what it is. And how does he know I'm a redneck? I'm going to assume because I have a country accent, because I'm white. Could it be because I'm bald headed? Maybe because I got this long goatee. Maybe it's because I have America behind me, right? Maybe because I have this American flag, I'm a veteran. I don't know. But again, what we do is we don't lower ourselves to their standards. We, you know, that is how people like this operate, you know. And for those of you that are tuning in, like I said, please feel free to join in. Hey, so kind of let you know where we are. You know, some people are upset. They're upset that we're trying to do something for someone else. I mean, the gentleman, the last words he says is Black Lives Matter. And here we are. Beautiful. I love it. It is my favorite thing. I love seeing stuff like this because this means that we're doing something right. All right. So, hey, at the end of the day, man, what I want to close out with is, first and foremost, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been This has been fun. I love, you know, because we're talking about removing dead weight. We're talking about staying positive and keeping a positive message, a positive outlook. And as I'm doing it, as I'm talking about doing great things, you see people come on board and they want to cast shade. Are they worth your time? Are people, it's up to you if you want to allow them to rent space in your head. I mean, truly. And at the end of the day, my wife, what I call my family, the people that I have in my circle, that's all that matters. So for those of you that have been tuning in, those of you that we do speak, man, there's a reason why we do, you know. And for those of you that don't and you want to speak, hey, I'm always willing to have a conversation with anybody. But ladies and gentlemen, removing dead weight out of your life is going to be the most important thing that you're ever going to do, because once you get rid of the negativity, your life, once you get rid of that thing holding you down, you can't fly with a lot of weight under your feet. You got to cut that stuff loose so you can soar. Because that's where you belong. You don't belong on the ground with those crabs. You don't belong at the very bottom with people who are bottom feeders. And if you find yourself being that, man, shit, maybe I'm the bottom feeder. You don't have to be. It's your choice if you want to be. You own every bit of it. It's up to you, folks. Until next time, Wednesday, we are going to be trying to do another Shifting Perspectives. I'm looking forward to the dialogue. And hey, look, if you have an interest in coming on the show, if you want to have any type of discussion, any type of conversation, man, come on board. I'm not afraid to tackle any conversation. I wish people who disagreed with me would come on board more and take the challenge. If you disagree or prove me wrong, right there it is. I'm an open book. I'm not, you know, I don't get in pissing contests with a skunk, you know, so it is what it is. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been another Inconvenient Truth. I'm your host, Philip Blackman. God bless each and every one of you. And Lord willing, I'll see you Wednesday.